A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Today's Daf Shabbos Nun Tes 59, pagination 117 on the bottom is where we will begin. And we're dealing with two different types of ornaments. One was an ear shell zahav, which was an extremely decorative piece made of gold, which, as the Gemara will say, was made by Rabbi Akiva for his wife, in tribute for her Mesiras Nefesh for his Torah. And the second item that we're dealing with is Kalila, and there are two types of Kalila, but either way, it's a concept of cloth woven with gold strands, whether the cloth was the primary or the gold strands was the primary, but it's something that's blended in some way. That's called a Kalila. In practical halacha, we forbid the ear shel zahav, a person going out with it on Shabbos, for fear that they're going to take it off and show it to people. But we'll see that in the Gemara, there was actually a disagreement as to how stringent we should be with ear shel zahav. And the reason for leniency primarily is because it was worn only by an isha chashuva, by a prominent woman. And the concern that a person would take something off and show it to her friend is certainly less by a prominent woman. She's not going to remove it to show it to her friend. She's so prominent that it's supposed to be like natural that she's wearing this special thing. Kalila, in practical halacha, is permitted for a woman to go out with it. It was considered more of a garment and less of something that was so prominent that she would show it to anybody else. So let's begin Shabbos Nun Tes, Shabbos 59a, the last two lines on the page. V'lo bi'ir shel zahav, as the Mishnah told us, a person is not allowed to go out with this ir shel zahav. My ir shel zahav, what exactly is an ir shel zahav? Rabba Barbachanam Rab Yechanan Yerushalayim de Dahava. It had the image of Yerushalayim, and it was made out of gold. On to the next page. Kid'ovid le Rabbi Akiva le Devisu. As we know that Rabbi Akiva made for his wife. Tanu Rabbanan, let's see the dissent regarding an ir shel zahav. Lo seitzi isha bi'ir shel zahav im yatsa chayev eschatas div Rab Meir. Rab Meir says that if you went out with an ir shel zahav, not allowed, and if you did, it's a chatas, it's a primary offense of Shabbos. V'chachamim amrim lo seitzi im yatsa ptura. And the Chachamim say that she shouldn't go out, but if she did, it's only a rabbinic violation. Rabbi Eliezer, Mayotza, Yishav, Yir Shel Zav, Lechatchila. Rabbi Eliezer, the most lenient opinion, says that you could go out with an Ir Shel Zahav, even accommodating the Derabbanan, it's fine, it's not a problem, you're allowed to do it. But my Kamifligi, what's the logic underlying this disagreement of an Ir Shel Zav, which is very important to us because we will see that some of our leniencies are based by extrapolation from these principles. Rab Meir Sava Masuihu. Rab Meir says, it's a burden. You're carrying around an ornament, you put it on your shoulder, you put it on your head, it doesn't matter where. He viewed it as a weight, as a burden, as something you're carrying around. For Rabbanan Savri Tachshetu, and the Rabbanan say, no, it's an ornament, and the only reason it's forbidden rabbinically is Dilbo Shalfa Umachavyole V'asila Asuye. We're worried that you might take it off to show to somebody, and then you might start carrying it in the public area, which would be a Shabbos violation, so therefore it's forbidden to do it only rabbinically. Rabbi Eliezer Savar, and Rabbi Eliezer, who said it's permitted, says, man darka lemekpik bi'ir shel zav, who goes out with an ir shel zav? Isha chashuva, only an important woman. V'isha chashuva lemeshalfa umechavya, and a prominent woman would not take it off to show it, because she's prominent, and people should just see it. She's not going to take it off to emphasize and show how chashuv she is. Now, Taisvis, in the top Taisvis, observes that even according to Rabbi Eliezer's principle, that a chash of a woman doesn't take something off to show it to people, that's only applied, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, by an Irshal Zov that's only worn by such people, by an Isha Chashuva. Look at Tosfos, the outer commentary on the third line, counting from the top. At the end of the line, Aval Sha'ar Tachshitei Nashim, but other ornaments, Asiri Afili Isha Chashuva, even a prominent woman who would not take them off, but if other people wear the same ornament, then when she's wearing that ornament, she's not allowed to go outside on Shabbos. The Ein Lechalik Bein HaNoshim, because you can't have a halacha that these women are not allowed to wear it, and this woman is allowed to wear the same ornament. Tosfos is saying that the entire leniency of Rabbi Eliezer is because this Irshal Zov was only worn by an Isha Chashuva, and therefore this particular ornament became permitted because it's only worn by people who wouldn't take it off. But any other ornament is forbidden, even to the Isha Chashuva, who she herself wouldn't take it off, but other people are taking it off and it's forbidden to them, so that's forbidden to her too. By extrapolation, what would happen if we lived in a generation where everybody was like the Isha Chashuva on all ornaments? In other words, everybody considered themselves, either because they're prominent or because of style or because of whatever, but they just don't take off things to show them to their friends. And not only on an Irshal Zahav, but not on anything. So by extrapolation, we do have a leaning here towards the explanation as to why we're allowed to wear jewelry nowadays. As we mentioned, it's a Tosfos coming up, Samech Daled Amud Beis 64b at the very bottom, but we're getting hints at it as we move along that there is such a concept that if no one would take this item off, so then that item would become permitted. If some people take it off and some people don't, then it would be forbidden. But if you could create a trend where no one takes it off, then there actually would be room to permit it, which is the common custom. The Gemara continues, Kalila, which is a blend of gold, either it's primarily gold, or it's a blend with some cloth. Rav Osar Shmuel Shari, there was a disagreement between Rav and Shmuel whether it's forbidden or permitted. Shmuel ruled that it's permitted, and the Gemara debates whether it should make a difference, whether it's the type that's primarily metal or the type that's primarily cloth. The way we paskin is that both are permitted. So again, the Kalila, which we'll develop in a moment a little bit more, was permitted. Let's drop down to about midway on the page, counting from top to bottom, and I'm at the end of a line. In some editions, there's a star there. Amru le l'rav. Fascinating piece of Gemara. Amru le l'rav. They told Rav, who's a leader in Bavel. Asa gavra rabba aricha l'nahardaa. A tall man has come to Nahardaa. Umatla, he limps. Vidarash, and he taught. Kalila shari. Kalila is permitted. Omar, so Rab said, I'm going to try to figure out who this rabbi was that gave the lecture. They weren't sure he was a guest. Man gavra rabba aricha d'itla, who is a tall person who's new to town, who limps. Levi. Must be it's Levi. That's his name. Shemamina. So he extrapolated further. Noch navshe du Rabbi Efes. Rabbi Efes must have been nifter. V'yosef Rabbi Chanina bereisha. And Rabbi Chanina was now the Rosh Yeshiva. V'lo avale inish lelevi lemesiv gabei. And there was no one to learn with Levi. V'ka'asi lahocha. And therefore he came to Nahar Da'a. Now, we have to figure out what his logic here was. Rashi tells us that when Rebbe was nifter, on his deathbed he declared that Rabbi Chanina should take over. Rabbi Chanina declined because Rabbi Ephes was older. So Rabbi Ephes took over. Rabbi Chanina wouldn't go in because he was a peer of Rabbi Ephes, and he was going to learn independently. He wasn't going to learn from Rabbi Ephes. On the other hand, learning alone wasn't right, so Levi joined him, and they learned Bechavrusa outside of Rabbi Ephes's base medrash. What Rav is extrapolating is he figured out that apparently Rabbi Ephes was nifter. Rabbi Chanina now took over and accepted the position when it was offered. And Levi now was out of a chavrusa. He wasn't going to be subservient to Rabbi Chanina. He was his peer. And therefore, instead of learning in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Chanina, accepting Rabbi Chanina as his Rebbe, he traveled to Bavel, to Babylonia, to find a new Beis Medrash to learn in. Asks the Gemara, V'dimo noch nafshe de Rabbi Chanina, why can't it be that Levi's chavrusa Rabbi Chanina is the one who died? V'Rabbi Ephes k'dekoi koi, and Rabbi Ephes is still the Rosh Hashiva. How do you know Rabbi Ephes died? And that Rabbi Chanina took over, and Levi was out of a chavrusa. Maybe Levi straight and out was out of a chavrusa, because Rabbi Chanina died. He was out of a chavrusa, because and that's why he came here. And the Gemara says two fascinating insights. Number one, Rabbi Chanina shachiv. If it's true that Rabbi Chanina was the one who died, Levi l'Rabbi Ephes mechiv have a chayif, Levi would have entered the base medrash. It was only Rabbi Chanina who felt that Rabbi Ephes was his peer, and he didn't enter, and therefore Levi stayed outside the Beis Medrash with him. But had Rabbi Chanina died and Rabbi Ephes remained, Levi would have gone in. V'su, and secondly, Rabbi Chanina lo sagid l'malach. It can't be that Rabbi Chanina would not have eventually become Rosh Yeshiva. T'chiyav ha'kanicha nafshei de Rebbe, because as we mentioned from Rashi, the Gemara here says clearly, this quick piece from that other Gemara, that when Rabbi was nifter, he was on his deathbed declaring that Rabbi Chanina should take over. We know that when a tzaddik declares something, it is fulfilled. And therefore, Rav couldn't imagine that Rabbi Chanina wouldn't eventually become Rosh Yeshiva. So it was clear to him that if in the beginning of the story Rabbi Chanina was declared Rosh Yeshiva and he didn't accept, Rabbi Ephes accepted, and Rabbi Chanina was outside with Levi, but that eventually Rabbi Chanina would become Rosh Yeshiva. And when he realized that Levi showed up, he knew Rabbi Ephes must have died, Rabbi Chanina must have taken over, Levi was out of Chavrusa, and therefore he came over here to Babylonia. Dorish Levi ben Arda Kalila Shari, going back to our topic, Levi taught that this Kalila, this blended metal with cloth, was permitted. Nafik Esen v'arba Kalili Mikula Nahardah, which was not such a wealthy place, 24 Kalili came out on Shabbos as a result of his ruling that is permitted to be worn. Dorish Rabba bar Avua b'mechuza. And Rabbi Bar Avua taught the same ruling in Mechuza that Kalila is permitted, but it was a more wealthy community. Kalila Shari v'nafku tam nisri Kalili michada muva'a. And from one alleyway, 18 came out. So from Nahardah, 24 from the whole city. And in Mechuza, 18 even from one individual alley. Yeshikuach for joining. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.